Good morning, everyone. It's lovely to see you all here at church this morning. And it is brilliant to be able to join together in person. And we're very grateful for you all being here and welcome everyone. And also those who are able to join us online. We're very mindful of them and grateful that they're joining us as well. We're regular people from the local area who have come together in the name of Christ to offer our praise and thanksgiving, to hear and receive God's holy word, and to pray for the needs of the world, that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we may give ourselves to the service of God. And today we're especially aware of the passing of Queen Elizabeth II during the week and the proclamation of Charles as King. And we'll bring this before God as our Almighty King in our prayers later on in the service. My name is David and I'll be leading the service today. And today's music team is Adele, Rosemary, Yun Lan and Trevor. And Roy will be reading the Bible for us and Rosemary will be leading us in prayers. And of course, Trevor will be preaching for us as the senior minister. Today's focus this month is with our special friends, Jessica and Shine Thomas and their children and the work that they do in Thailand. And also with Anglicare's work through prison chaplaincy, and we'll be praying for both of those matters later in the service. I'm going to open our time with a word of prayer, so please pray with me. God our Father, we pray that the message of your Son will dwell richly among us as we teach and admonish one another with the wisdom you give and sing with thankfulness in our hearts to you, and whatever we do in word or deed, may it be done in the name of our Saviour, Lord Jesus Christ, and for his glory. Amen. So let's, at a time where we've got reigning and kings and throne rooms in our mind, let's come before our Almighty King and recognise him as the holy God that he is. So let's stand and sing together, Only a Holy God.
Shines the sun. Who else could rescue me from my failing? Who else could offer his only son? Who else invites me to call him father?
Be seated. So in today's service, we'll be hearing how much God loves us and how much he searches to bring us back into relationship to him. So Trevor, what are we learning about today?
Well, David, have you ever been lost?
I have been lost. I must have found myself though.
Well, I'm glad you're rejoicing. The very fact is our Bible teaching today is all about rejoicing in simply being found. Found by God. That's today.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
okay.
The kids are going to be doing that in their kids' church time today as well too. But before we do that, we're actually got a song that ties in with what they're going to do. And we're going to teach you the song. You may have already learned this one before. It's one of Colin Buchanan's songs. He reminds us that once we were lost, but now we've been found by God. And that's a wonderful thing to rejoice in. And that's our main theme for the whole of today, is rejoicing in being a people who have been found by God. All right, Rosemary, we got the actions or... I'm going to do the actions.
All right.
I'll give David the microphone, and I'll use this one here as well.
Okay.
Great. Well, it goes like this. It's talking about Jesus, and he died upon the... Okay, I knew you were going to do the illustrations. Here we go. He died upon the cross. He died upon the cross. He died upon the cross. For me, for me, for you and me. And the next one, he goes, oh, next page. Oh, what happened to this? Oh, I'll have that one.
So the next one, they laid him in the grave.
They laid him in the grave. For me, for me, for you and me. One day when I was lost, right, he died upon the cross. He died upon the cross. For me, for me, for you and me. Next one, it goes, he rose up from the dead. He rose up from the dead. He rose up from the dead for me, for you and me. Again, one day when I was lost. Next one, he's coming back again. He's coming back again. He's coming back again. He's coming back again for me, for me, for you and me. All right, we got that? Okay, here we go. Now, Rosemary, do you want to just, we'll just sing it through once, and then we'll get everyone to stand.
It's pretty easy. I think so. Pick it up pretty quickly.
All right.
Okay. Here we go.
Everyone's standing up?
Yep.
Good. Those of you at home listening in, it's pretty easy. You wouldn't have been able to see the illustrators, the actions, but you can do your own.
Died upon the cross. He died upon the cross. He died upon the cross. For me, for you and me. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. He died upon the cross. For me, for you and me. He rose up from the dead.
He rose up from the dead. For me, for me, for you and me. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. He died upon the cross. For me, for me, for you and me. He's coming back again. He's coming back again. He's coming back again. For me, for me, for you and me. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. He died upon the cross. For me, for me, for you and me. Please take a seat.
Okay, the young people are about to head out for kids' church, so what if I pray for them before they do that? Heavenly Father, we thank you that you reveal yourself to us in many different ways and at all ages. We thank you for the young people here this morning and ask that you'll reveal yourself to them today and what they learn, and we thank you for their teachers. In Jesus' name, amen. So if they want to leave, and everyone else just says hello to the people around you, thank you. Well, we have so much to be thankful to God for, so let's join together now in praising him for what he does for us every day with these words. Gracious God, we humbly thank you for all your gifts so freely given to us, for life and health and safety, for power to work, leisure to rest, and for all that is beautiful in creation and human life. But above all, we praise you for our Saviour, Jesus Christ, for his death and resurrection, for the gift of your Spirit, and for the hope of sharing in your glory. Fill our hearts with all joy and peace in believing, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now, before Roy comes up to read the passage for today, let me pray for us. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that all Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. Open our hearts to receive your word, that we may know you better and be thoroughly equipped for every good work, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Today's Bible reading is taken from the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 15, at the beginning. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear Jesus. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Well, welcome again to church. It's good to see you all, especially for those who are visiting us or listening to us online this morning. Welcome. Turn with me to your Bible reading, to Luke chapter 15 there, although you've already got it over there in front of you. And the title for today's sermon is called Lost and Found. "Hurry up, you'll be late for school," yells Mum from the kitchen down the hall. Groans come from the bedroom and a shuffling of bedclothes. "I don't want to go to school. Everybody hates me," No one likes me whatsoever. I have no friends. Mum comes into the bedroom, sits at the end of the bed, and with a calm and reassuring voice says, "Oh dear, you have to go to school today. You're the principal." Situated in a corner in the corridor of every school, not too far from the principal's office, usually is a familiar and a forlorn piece of school property. Not visited that often by parent or child, it's the lost and found box, or the lost property box. It's all schools and preschools have them. And in fact, did you know that we actually have one here in our corridor just outside the toilet doors? You may have tripped over it a few times. If you're missing a piece of clothing, or maybe a husband or child or two, have you had a little check in the lost property bag in the box? No, seriously. You may find some clothing, but you won't find a husband or a child there. In it, in the lost and found box at the school, you'll usually see the school jumper dangling over its edges. Countless hats, lunch boxes of all shapes and sizes, pencil cases, and drink bottles. Maybe a soft toy or two brought in for a day when, you know, for whatever reason it may have been, show and tell, or for friendship comfort on that I don't want to go to school kind of a day, and when nothing but Teddy or a superhero would stop those tears. Now these soft toys in the lost and found box are unfound amongst the forgotten in the lost and found box. I don't think any child thinks to look into it if they've lost anything. Well, none of our children ever did, but the parents surely wish that they would. When little Jimmy can't find his hat before school, Mum says, "Have a look in the lost and found box when you get to school." Maybe a note is written for the teacher as a reminder. And when little Sarah comes home and rushes through the door, throwing down her school bag and running into the kitchen, shouting, "I found Tootles!" Tootles being her lost soft toy taken to school on that unforgettable Academy Award-winning Monday morning when she didn't want to go to school, and there's teeth mark and fingerprint marks in the car door and car seat as you drag her out. There is much rejoicing when Tootles is found. There's fond reuniting, and with some ceremony with all the other soft toys. The story from the Bible this morning, I'm sure, is a familiar one to all of us. Jesus told it. It sits at the first of three stories, all with the same message. There is much rejoicing, and there is and should be much rejoicing when one is found by God. I don't know if you've ever been lost to a parent, or lost as a child for that matter. I have, and it's a horrible, horrible feeling. And when you're found, or the child was found, what rejoicing, what relief there is. What sadness. What heartache when one is lost and not found. The problem for us people, and the strange thing is not that we don't know what it's like to be lost and found, but it never crosses our mind that we're actually lost to God, unless it has been pointed out to us at some point. And this is a horrible thing too. To be lost to God. But have we ever thought on the fact that God actually rejoices over finding you? That he delights in you, belonging safe to him. That by becoming one of us in Jesus, dying on a cross and rising from the dead, as we sung in that little kid's song, this has been the means by which, and the only means for that matter, by which God has found us. And can we be found? Have we ever thought that this is something that to rejoice over? To rejoice over ourselves? That you've been found by him? Desiring of him to be found if you're still lost. What does this all mean? Maybe it's never crossed our minds that we were lost to God, or that we might be lost, or that we're not sure if we're lost to God. Firstly, I want to speak firstly to the 99 sheep that are here that Jesus called righteous persons who do not need to repent. These are the people who have already repented, who have already been found, who were once lost, the ones who know that they were once lost, but now have been found by God. Jesus is not saying to you, you are not lost, you've always been found. He's saying to you, to people like me and to people like you, he's saying that you were lost once, but you have been now found. You are one of the 99. There's no need for us to actually start rejoicing again. We're always rejoicing in heaven over that. Jesus is not saying to us, we're lost. He's saying that you were lost and have been found. Much rejoicing in heaven has been. And you remember that time, maybe. You may remember that time when you changed your mind regarding your need for God. Repented is the word that Jesus uses in the story when he put his trust in Jesus. Your faith in the person and work of Jesus to atone for the wrong that we have done. To God, to others, to self, to nature, to all. To make us right with God through his death and resurrection. You know you have been found by God. You know that you are saved from his anger, safe from separation from him forever, from being lost. For all this has been forgiven. So safe there, if you look there at what Jesus says, so safe are you, 99, that God can confidently leave you in the open field, all right? Open to danger, knowing you'll never be lost. Isn't that wonderful? He can leave the 99 confident that you will not be lost again. Though face danger, he can leave you in the open field. When this happened, there was much rejoicing in heaven over you being found. I take it that Jesus is telling us, keep rejoicing. There is much rejoicing in heaven. We ought to rejoice too, that we are a people who have been found by God. Now to the sheep who's still to be found. You know who you are. I don't have to point out who this one or two or three sheep are. You know who you are, or the many listening in. You are the person Jesus in the story describes as one of the sheep who is lost. Or you're not sure that you're lost, but you want to be found, maybe. Or you don't want to be found. You're the one sheep who is lost. As you hear Jesus speak here in this little story, do you see how precious you are to God? Do you see how valued you are? How desiring of him to find you? He wants to find you. He's willing to leave the 99 of us safe to find you, to bring you home to be with the others. He wants to find you. And if you let him, he will find you. Joyfully put you on his shoulders, figuratively speaking, take you home with him, calls us his friends, he 99 righteous people who too were once lost, who are still rejoicing in heaven over their being found, and says, rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep. So much rejoicing that he says that even though there's this 99 percentage of rejoicing over the 99 who have been found, there will be even more rejoicing. It's like an uproar. You know what it's like at the football when there's this roar and then all of a sudden something extra happens and there's this greater roar that happens, a more bigger roar. And this is what it says. That's what Jesus is saying here. He's saying there will be greater rejoicing than what there already is in heaven over that, over you being found. You know if you're lost. You know if you're not sure. God is out looking for you and wants to find you. It's no shame to declare that you're lost to him. He wants to find you. Let him find you. Have you ever thought on the fact that God rejoices over finding you? That he delights in you belonging safe to him? Have you ever thought that this is something to rejoice over and to rejoice over every day? That you've been found by him or desiring to be found by him? That God has done this by becoming one of us in Jesus and died upon a cross and rose again for us and is coming back again to take us home. Maybe it's never crossed your mind that you were once lost to God or that you're now lost to God. That God has done this to find you. Maybe it's something you've never ever thought of. Or now that it's recalling, you do. And you see good reason to rejoice. Maybe the thought of not being found, remaining lost, concerns you. And you want to be found, and you know that you've been found. In a moment, we will sing the next song, and David will lead us in prayer. It's a prayer acknowledging that we belong to God, like the sheep of the shepherd in the story, the one lost and the 99 others who have been found already. It's a prayer in the context of asking God for forgiveness, that acknowledges that we were once lost and have been found by him, or that we now know that we are still lost by God, or we're not sure, and we want to know that we've been found by him and will be found, for which either we are to be grateful and rejoice. It's a delight teaching your children, those of you who are listening in or here, who have sending your children to scripture in our local two public schools. Fiona and I gain great rejoicing joy over teaching the few sheep that are in our little classes. And we want to say thank you for having the courage to bring your children to scripture, for it encourages us no end, Fiona and I, when we see their love for God and their desire to rejoice in being found. I am sure that these kids are found by God and certainly letting God find them. It's a delight. If I could all put you on my shoulders and take you to scripture, that would be good, but I have to get the principals a permission for that. But thank you. And if you've come today or listening in or planning to come next week and just thinking of listening in today, please come and encourage us here, for we pray for you and for your children and would long to see them. Jesus says, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. Great rejoicing. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending Jesus to become one of us and dying on a cross, rising from the dead, to take the punishment for all the wrong things that we've done that stops us being your friend and found by you. Thank you for taking the time and the effort. Thank you for your great love in becoming one of us and doing this for us. So important are we to you, God. When we're lost and we're not thinking about your love for us, you still do this for us and have done it for us in your Son Jesus on the cross. Father, we want to say thank you. And I pray today that we who are the 99 righteous, who have no need to now repent and be found again and again and again, we've been found and we rejoice in heaven with you. We pray, we cheer you on as you seek to find the one who's lost. We want them home with us. And you who are lost, don't be afraid to let God find you and let him save you and bring you home and enjoy the forgiveness and the oneness that we have with him. We ask this, God, in Jesus, your Son's name. Amen. Amen. How good you are, God.
Today's reading from the Psalms comes from Psalm 105 and focuses us on our Almighty Lord. So let's say this together. Give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him, sing praise to him. Tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. We're now going to sing again to recognize that when we turn to God, we're made new in many different ways. So let's stand and sing together a new song in my heart. Please be seated. Although we are the people of God, Scripture reminds us that we still sin. In 1 John we read, "If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us." We need to confess our failures, knowing that the Lord Jesus died for us and intercedes for us with the Father. In Acts 3, Luke wrote, "Repent and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord." Let us draw near to God who freely forgives through his infinite goodness and mercy and pray to him with sincerity and confidence. Heavenly Father, we praise you for adopting us as your children and making us heirs of eternal life. In your mercy, you have washed us from our sins and made us clean in your sight. Yet we still fail to love you and serve you as we should. Forgive us our sins and renew us by your grace, that we may continue to grow as members of Christ, in whom alone is our salvation. Amen. God is slow to anger and full of compassion. He forgives all who humbly repent and trust in his Son as Saviour and Lord. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let's say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
We're going to continue in prayer now. Heavenly Father, it is not easy, always easy, to find joy in the middle of the chaos and difficulty that life brings. And we need to often be intentional in our thoughts and prayer to bring and keep joy in our lives. Loving God, thank you for the blessings you've bestowed on us. We thank you for your forgiveness. We have so many things that we can be thankful for, yet at times we still miss this joy. We ask that you provide us with joy immeasurable. Bring us closer to you so we can be the followers we need to be. Draw us close to you, Jesus, and help us to love like you, to forgive like you, and to live for you. Father, hear our prayer through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. A prayer in thanks for Queen Elizabeth. Heavenly Father, we thank you for answering the prayers of many through the years by granting Queen Elizabeth long life and reign. We thank you for her example of grace, dignity, and most importantly, faith, a faith in the Lord Jesus that she often talked about. We acknowledge the sadness of many and ourselves at her death. Deal graciously, we pray, with those throughout the world who mourn, and especially the members of the royal family, that casting every care on you, they may know the comfort of your love. We pray for Charles as he takes on the responsibility now of the reign as king. We give you thanks for Queen Elizabeth's life, her reign, and that she now rests in the presence of her most sovereign king. Father, hear our prayer through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. A prayer for police chaplaincy. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your providential care of our world and the peace and security that we enjoy in our land. We especially thank you for the police force of New South Wales and those chaplains who care for them. Despite the corruption of the human heart and the prevalence of lawlessness and sin, we thank you for these guardians of justice in our society. Grant to police chaplains the grace to minister to the spiritual and emotional needs of our police force members. May they act with compassion, wisdom, and love as they support them in their line of duty. We offer our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, who alone brings order to the human heart, peace to a troubled world, and the hope of eternal life for all who put their trust in him. Father, hear our prayer through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We pray for the Anglican Church and our parish. Lord, you said, "I will build my church." We ask you, Lord, to fulfil your promise, so we uphold before you the work of the Anglican Church in Australia and this Diocese of Sydney. We pray for Kanishka, our Archbishop, Michael, our Regional Bishop, and especially through the coming weeks as Synod meets to consider your will and direction in the governing of the diocese. Continue to grow our parish of Abbotsford and your congregation here in love and unity. We pray for those who have been sent out as your missionaries from here and from throughout Australia and abroad, and we especially bring before you the Pharisees in Kununurra, Western Australia, as they serve with the Bush Church Aid. Strengthen them, give them the resources that they need, and we pray that as people come in contact with them, that they may be able to shine your love as a light before them. Strengthen your people for their witness and work in the world. Fill your ministers with your spirit, that they may faithfully preach the gospel and administer your holy sacraments. Unite in the truth all who confess your name, that we may live together in love and proclaim your glory in all the world. Father, hear our prayer through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. A prayer for all people. God of everlasting love, who provides all things, we pray for all people. Make your way known to them, your saving power among all nations. We pray for the welfare of your church here on earth. Guide and govern it by your Spirit, so that all who call themselves Christians may be led in the way of truth and hold the faith in unity of spirit, in the bond of peace and in righteousness of life. We commend to your fatherly goodness all who are afflicted or distressed in body, mind or circumstances, and we remember now those people we know. We bring them before you. Heavenly Father, relieve them according to their needs, giving them patience in their sufferings and deliverance from all their afflictions. Father, hear our prayer through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, all good things come from you. Throughout this week, help us to hear your word, that we may know and speak the truth, and to obey your word, that we may honour you in all we do. Deliver us all from all that is false, and renew us by your Spirit, that we may rejoice in what you have done for us, that we may know life in all its fullness. Father, hear our prayer through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us all pray together now the set prayer for the day, that our lives may reflect our faith. God of power and mercy, only with your help can we offer you fitting service and praise. May we live the faith we profess and trust your promise of eternal life. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen.
A number of things to draw your attention to. So as Rosemary prayed, it's Synod this coming week and next week. So Linda and Trevor will be representing us there, and I'm sure they'd appreciate our prayers for their attendance and wisdom in that setting. And we should pray for wisdom for the Synod overall, as well as they consider matters that are going on across the Anglican Church and for our diocese in particular. If we'll have a time for personal prayer after the service up the front, and if you'd like some, if there's something in particular that you would like prayer for, Fiona and Tony will be available for that up the front afterwards. Thank you everyone for what you contribute to the financial running of the parish. A lot of people give money through electronic means, so thank you for that. There's still an offertory box at the back on the left on your way out if you want to provide financially in that way. And we continue to be mindful of our health and safety through the pandemic. A lot of people are still wearing masks, thank you. And please continue to maintain some safe practices as we enjoy our time afterwards. So for today's service, as Trevor said, there's great rejoicing when anyone is saved. And so let's say this sentence of scripture together to remind ourselves of that. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Now, to encourage each other in the faith that we're rejoicing in, let's stand and say the creed together. So please stand. Do you believe in God the Father? We believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in God the Son? We believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please remain standing. So when we turn to Jesus, we're saved and set free. We're going to sing of this incredible release together in the words of Amazing Grace to the new tune by Chris Tomlin. So please stand, stay standing, and we'll sing this together.
Secure.
Please stay standing and let's say this together. Father, take us and use us to love and serve you and all people in the power of your Spirit and in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have a wonderful week ahead, everyone. Thank you.